It's incredible, you know, coming out of this stadium now, an Olympic champion. I couldn't think of anything better. No, it was, I didn't really do it for myself, I did it for my country, most importantly, did it for British women, did it for my family, and most people, I proved people wrong that I can actually do that. And a performance like that tonight is, no, I never thought I could beat the whole, the other competitors by a second and a half, and it's, no, it's absolutely crazy. And, you know, a lot of things are probably going to change now, but hopefully, you know, it's all going to stay the same, you know, in here.
Did you know you were getting the world record?
I don't know, you know, I took out the first 50 quite fast, and then I was, you know, so relaxed, and no, I always had this vision at an Olympic final, I'd be, you know, very tense, very nervous, but it was my training, and, you know, I trained my mind so well. I've already swam that race about 1,000 times in my head, so, yeah, you know, I couldn't think of a more perfect race.
And you said that things will change. You're the first British male swimmer, Olympic champion for 28 years before you were born.
Yeah, 28 years is a long time, very long time, but, you know, not in my lifetime I've ever seen a male swimmer who's won gold, which is quite crazy, actually, now I come to think of it. But, you know, hopefully this is a stepping stone for those kids out there looking at, you know, the performance in tonight, you know, Jazz winning silver. Hopefully that's going to, you know, spur them on. And, you know, the same as I was looking at London 4 years ago, I wanted to be at that next Olympics. And, you know, hopefully we're going to see a nice grassroots increase and more people taking up sport and, you know, not afraid of these other nations.